We're in an open space on the second floor of the new Pont City Market. There's a DJ standing at a mixer at the far end of the room as a projection of black and white shapes swirls behind him. House music is blasting from the speakers, and in the center there are 100-something people dancing.
I love to dance, and I love dance music, so I was very interested.
Adrian Harris is one of them.
I'm actually a 7th grade teacher, so after this I've got to head to the school and get the day started.
This is Daybreaker. It looks kind of like a rave, but the organizers behind the party ask that you not call it that. According to them, when you hear rave, you think drugs and alcohol, and you won't find any of that here. Just water, juice, and a lot of coffee. After all, it's only 8 a.m.
Well, Daybreaker is a morning dance party movement. It's all about, you know, health and wellness and starting your day off right.
That's Will May, the DJ and the producer of Daybreaker here in Atlanta. It's an early morning party that encourages people to start their day a little differently by jumping up and down with a bunch of other people on a dance floor.
You would typically do that at night, but that's, you know, something where you're super energized and you're usually going to bed.
With Daybreaker parties, you get all of that same energy, but after it's over, you can actually put it to use because you have a whole day ahead of you. It's a simple idea, and apparently one that's appealing, given the crowd who came out this morning. A Midtown resident named Sila Misirian says she gets why.
Because it's fun, it's in the morning, it doesn't involve like staying up late at night when you're, you know, boozing it up.
And the fact that it's right before work, well, she was able to make it work this one time.
You know, I just kind of put a out-of-the-office meeting this morning and hoping no one notices.
Daybreaker now happens in 9 different cities around the world, including New York, San Francisco, and London. Dale Gratis, a masseuse in Ponce Highlands, says she had read about the parties in other metro areas, and so when she heard it was coming to Atlanta, she wanted to finally try it out.
Well, I think people are just looking for something different. They're wanting different alternatives to exercise, to the typical gym. You know, community also, a sense of community.
Right. The parties give people energy, but the founders of Daybreaker say they also had something else in mind, community. They, the founders, Matthew Breimer and Radha Agrawal, started Daybreaker in New York 1.5 years ago.
We were sort of commiserating about how dark nightlife had become and how much we wanted there to be a much more conscious experience that brought the community together as clubbing once used to do.
So they thought, let's get rid of the alcohol so people can meet sober. And let's make the party at 6 or 7 a.m. The one in Atlanta today went from 7 to 10, starting with a yoga session. When it's in the morning, everyone who shows up has at least one thing in common. They woke up really early to dance.
Everyone who comes is really committed to the experience and to participating and being a part of it and adding to it.
With this intentionality, that's the word all the Daybreaker people use, this shared purpose, people might be able to get that sense of community they crave. You know, that real human connection in the age of online social networks.
People tell us that it's sometimes it's like a pseudo-religious experience because it's so wild and different.
I didn't hear anything quite like that this morning, but Atlanta's still a new market for Daybreaker. Today was just its second party. There will be more, the Daybreaker staff says. After all, they want this to be a global community. And while Daybreaker might just sound like some crazy event for millennials, it doesn't seem to be. One of the people at the party, Lisa Lasky, says there's plenty of diversity.
There's children in here all the way up to 50 plus. Everybody's dancing and moving together and just coming together as people.
As she says this, Lasky is actually on her way out. She has to leave the music and dancing a little early so she has time to take a shower and get to work. Stephanie Stokes, WABE.